אפשר לראות את תהליך של בניית אני, בניית אני כמחשבה דומיננטי בתוכנו. רואים את זה, איך זה גורם הפרדה, מרחק ביני ובין העולם, בין האני והעולם. אז it creates dualism. Dualism doesn't exist in reality. It exists because we have a dominant thought of separation, me and the world. So dualism is creation, is a creation of the mind. בקשר לתרגול שלנו, מה לא, מה ההבדל, מה הפוך מזה, what is not. So בוודאי, we can go to non-duality, there's a big teaching, huge teaching about non-duality. I'll mention it a bit later, but right now, something very simple, הגמישות של התודעה שלנו, הגמישות, the flexibility of mind, that there isn't something, משהו, totally fixed, תקוע, אין כל כך קיבעון טוטלי, אני ועולם. We can see יותר גמישות. וזה באמת אפשר בתוך התרגול שלנו עכשיו, כל הזמן, שיש כל מיני מצבים. רואים משהו, החתול בחוץ, ופתאום הלב שלנו אומר, החתול, אני אוהב אותך, whatever. At that moment, אין duality. Dualism נעלם. יש רק אני וחתול. מאוד פשוט. ואז dualism מופיע עוד פעם. מחשבה על. אז כל הזמן, to see the dynamic nature of our experience cuts through that fixation of dualism. Of me as subject and the world as object. So really enjoy flexibility of mind, gemishut. It's a sign that we are not stuck in dualism or in selfing. And it's not so difficult. Tsumat lev al zeh, yesh rega shel dualism. Okay, ani po v'haolam sham, lama זה קורה, למה זה, למה אני, למה ככה, מה חוסר לי, וכו' וכו', dualism די חזק. ואחרי דקה, להיות עם, אנחנו עם, פשוט, אני הולך, והאדמה ואני, במגע, מאוד פשוט, ואין לי כל כך מחשובות על, או מרחק מי. It happens, so just be aware of that and appreciate the flexibility. So כל הזמן בעצם אנחנו בתהליכים של שכחה והיזכרות, שכחה ונוכחות, ופתאום אנחנו, מה זה רחוק, חושבים על רמת גן, ואחרי שנייה, נחתנו פה. וזה מדהים איך זה עובד. So for remembering and forgetting. כל הזמן התנאים משתנה, ואז אנחנו רוקדים עם תנאים כל הזמן. וזה משהו טוב, זה אומר שאנחנו לא תקוע. Like I said yesterday, אתמול, עניין של הארוחת, הפעמון של הארוחת צהריים, והדיזאסטר ענק שיש בתוך בניית בתוכנו, הדרמה הגדול, פתאום בשנייה נעלם עם הפעמון. So things changing, things moving, and we are changing with conditions, imha conditions. So one place that's interesting for us to look at is the ending of things. Usually, derech klal, and I said this in the group yesterday, I think, generally we see ourselves stuck with something. Machshavot, mistavavot, kaze mafriya, machshavot. Okay, machshavot. Aval. Va'az efshar. Okay, todab leitroot. Ha'oreach ne'lam. Ma'az. What's interesting for us is to look at what opens when something is dissolving, is going, when attachment, when we go through attachment, what's the other side? When we go through a thought, what's the other side of a thought? Hatzad Hasheni. What's the ending of a thought? Pay attention to the ending of things. Pay attention to what opens when we let go of something. It's not that we get busy with letting go, but we don't pay enough attention to what happens then, because there's a space of freedom. We let go of something, we can feel lighter. Pitom is a klilut shelo haya sham. Ulai ze klilut shel daka, shnia. But just be aware of that, because there is a place of interest for us. Kol ha'inyan shel parim bein v'bein hem gam chelek mi'agmishut. Tivtaku parim bein machshava la od echad. Bein neshima va neshima ba. Bein neshifa va shifa. There's a Tibetan teaching of Chamesh HaParim, She be'etzem ein ani. Echad, ze sheina, sheina, when we sleep. There's a par, bein waking. Davar sheni, blinking, mitzmetz, you say, mitzmetz, blinking. Davar shlishi, sneezing, apchi, pitom, ein ani, ki u. Davar revi. Orgasm. B'divar chamishi, mavet. Parim, she'en ani. So, this is the last full day of the retreat, so a little bit it helps us to let things go a bit more. And do pay attention to things that are just simple. We don't need to look for big, don't know what, revelation. The okayness of just walking on the earth. The okayness of being breathing in a body, the okayness of sitting together, all of us here together with a togetherness, the okayness of being in a retreat, which is such a different environment to the craziness sometimes that we experience in the society. It's a society that works a retreat. So just feel that, oh, I'm in a society for a few days that works. That people are quiet, that people are with each other, that people are for each other, that people respect each other, that people notice each other. Wow, it's a society that works. So appreciate small things in today and feel the okayness of just being right with this moment. There's no problem in this moment. Lo chaser li right now. Just kind of those moments of, they're not big revelations, but that is the place of the third noble truth, the simplicity of release. It's very simple. So moments of okayness, just appreciate them, drop into them. Don't try and latsud to hunt for them. Just drop into, oh, actually nothing wrong right now. That's good enough. Look at those places. They're there all the time. So in terms of the practice, I do think, remember every sitting and every walking, refuge, meaning there is a home, a feeling of home, a feeling of belonging, shayachut, a feeling of kindness. And we remember that in each, with the intention to practice, we remember that. And it brings with it, because they're wu wei, effortless effort. Ma'amatz b'li ma'amatz. Still with the body. The body is our, if we like, first address. Katovit harishon. But do go deeper. To check out the aguf energeti, the dugma. Aguf shel zrima energeti, a prana, shezoremet, zelo hayad shelanu, ze hayadke zrima shel chashmal, shel energia, shel chayut, v'az en kol kach gvulot shel hayad. Hayad, anachnu mistaklim mi bifnim, Al hayad apo anachnu mistaklim b'chutz im einayim v'az yesh yad b'mi b'fnim ein yad. Ze rak chayut she'anachnu yichol argish. So look at the subtle body, but then we can go we can go to the mind and the heart, to citta. What's in the mind? As Chomer Gelim, what's in the heart as Chomer Gelim. Be clear that we are witnessing she'anachnu betoch talich shel edut. Edut b'li shiputiyut, b'li vakasha sheze yeh acher, yoter liot ima. זה העד, זה לא עד כמו מיקרוסקופ ומדען, מדע. זה כמו kind עד, אימא יותר. להיות קצת אימא, ורואים דברים שעולים. הילדים שלנו, החוויות הם כמו ילדים. And then we can go, especially today, it's towards the end of the retreat, but we can go to what you call choiceless awareness. Muda'ut b'li b'chira. Ze omer kol ma sheba baruch haba. So we can move to there. So in other words, I just l'sakem, start with refuge, attitude, kindness, and presence. Remembering, hizachut, come home. Sheni, guf. Shlishi, mind body, mind heart. Revi'i, choiceless awareness. Chutz mize kol echad meitanu yesh eze olai derech ishi she'anachnu mishtamesh ketirgul shelanu al yidei mashu she'anachnu kvar metargel. Aval, but often like as a suk shel tavnit, I would suggest those places, those addresses. So maha simanim shel pachot ani. Maha kaze simtomi, maha simanim shel pachot ani. Ani amarti kvar echad, ze gemishut. Ha mukhanut li liot im lo takua zev azev. But also ketzat plia liot betoch ha achshav mazmin ketzat plia surprise. Oh, this is happening. Oh. Machshava hazot. Ah, shalom. Orech. Okay, orech. Naim or lo naim. Lo mashaneh kol kach. But a little sense of just things just happening. They happen by themselves. Things are just happening. If we can get a sense of that, things just happening by themselves. Like I said, the food is being digested by the tummy. We don't have to do anything. It's happening. Hamezig Avir is happening. Hashemesh HaGeshem is happening. Harishrosh HaAlim is happening. Haneshimot Shelanu is just happening. Machshavot she'olot ve'ovrot are just happening. And it's just that sense that gives us a feeling of, just like if we can see that, you know, we don't say, we say, it's raining. We don't say, it's my rain. It's raining. So the same way, it's thinking, this mind. And two other places that just to be keilu hasimanim shel pachot ani, echad ze chemla. Chemla v'ahava v'kirva v'magish. Okay, ani karov ha'etz v'hani hem ki'ilu shutafim. Anachnu biyachad. Ha'raglaim v'adama hem biyachad. V'halev shelanu im roim החתול שבוחר, או עצמנו שבוחר, או מישהו אחר שבוחר, והלב שלנו מיד, מיד, מיד יודע ומרגיש, ואים ומחבק. That's a sign of being less busy with ourselves. Our heart is connected to the world. So there are כמה סימנים, החיבור, להיות חלק מדברים, זה כל אלה, שאמרתי. בסתי בתנא סוטה התחנה הרביעי זה דרמה, תחנה ראשון זה קאיה, בודי, תחנה שני זה ודנה, או בסיס השני זה לא תחנה כל כך. בסיס השני זה ודנה, זה טוב לי, לא טוב לי, חוויות נעימה, לא נעימה, או ניוטרלי. הבסיס השלישי זה צ'יטה, מיינד, הארט, והבסיס הרביעי זה דרמה. זה אומר הבנות שקורה בתוך כדי. So, לא צריך לחפש תובנות, אם הם באים לבד זה מצוין, אבל לתת להם לעלות כסוג של כזה reflection on things, question about things, just be open, תובנות מגיעות לבד. אבל לדוגמה, תובנה על teachings of the Buddha are the fourth tachana, the fourth basis, dharma mind, but it's experiencing them in the now. Vadibarnu al kama mihem, the dugma ha mikhsholim, our hindrances, the teachings in mispar revi. But also, avanal dukha, the dugma. Rega shenachnu khushvim, rega. Dukha, סבל או קושי, זה חלק מהיקום. It's part of it's the first truth of the Buddha. So I don't have to take it personally so much. It comes from samsara. There's a truth in it of dukkha as being part of existence. I don't have to carry it. So just all on my shoulders. No. Dukkha is the first noble truth. So that's just an insight, le dogma, which is there in the teaching, which can help us a little bit. Not, for example, not to carry our difficulty all on our shoulders. It belongs to samsara, difficulty. And the second noble truth, stuckness. Things stuck to us. Okay, it's a truth. It's not my problem totally. There's a truth about it. Things get stuck. And the third truth, if we let go of stuff, there is space and freedom. And we feel better. We feel lighter. Ah, it's a basic truth of things. The fourth noble truth, there's a spiritual journey, eightfold path. Ah, I'm part of that. Ah, okay. That's where I am. So kind of, it helps us, the teachings can help us to be as an experience, not as a theoretical Buddhist framework that you have to read lots of books. The teachings can help as an experience in the moment. So the final word about this witnessing, it, I said to one of the groups yesterday, the witness is actually the consciousness, in actually the awareness, not bidyuk consciousness, awareness. Tota a basisi. For us, מופיע חוויות כאורחים שמגיע, כמו אמרתי אתמול על הדף הלבן, זה משהו שטוב שאתם יודעים משהו על זה. אנחנו יודעים משהו בגלל יש תודעה בסיסי, שתפקיד של התודעה בסיסי זה לקבל את העולם, לדעת. ידיעה בסיסי. הידיעה זה לא החוויות. הידיעה זה פוטנציאל לדעת. אז אנחנו רואים חולצה ירוק אצלך, אני רואה ירוק, אבל משהו שיודע ירוק זה לא ירוק. זה משהו חופשי שיודע ירוק. הידיעה זה לא זכר נקיבה, אז הידיעה יודע, זכר, בן אדם זכר, בן אדם נקבה. הידיעה זה פשוט, פשוט פוטנציאל, that בתוך ה-witnessing there is emptiness. There is just the power of knowing. And it's really important that we catch a bit of that. I never forget the story. Well, I karatim et ha-sefer shel Eckhart Tolle, Koach shel ha-achshav, Power of Now. So his personal story at the beginning of the book is very interesting. He was at university, I think Cambridge, in deep depression. And he was about to jump out of the window. And his deep depression, he was just about to jump out of the window. And as he was sitting on the window, ready to jump, he suddenly realized that something in him knew he was depressed. And he suddenly realized that that knowing that was depressed wasn't itself depressed. It was the knower wasn't depressed. The knower knew depression, but the knower wasn't depressed, was just knowing. And all of a sudden he realized there is a knowing in me that's not depressed. It's just the potential, the efsharut, ledat, or hamerchav, hadaf alavan. So just, and that totally transformed his life, of course. Okay, it doesn't happen dramatically to everybody, but in a small way, yes, it can. The knowing of a thought isn't the thought. And it can help a little bit that we know we have a thought, like a machshava shiputit, but the knowing that we have that thought isn't the thought. So just let it inspire us that there is a knowing that's free in us, and that's the witness. Okay, let's practice.